All right, we've got a good one today. Friday, April 30th, 2021, classic CrossFit named workout, Nancy. Nancy is 5 rounds for time of a 400-meter run and then 15 overhead squats, 95 pounds for the men, 65 pounds for the women. We also have it as a two-person team version today. For the two-person team version, it's the same workout, but on the 400-meter runs, you have to stick with each other. You do them at the same time. And then the overhead squats, you've got two barbells, and the overhead squats are synchronized at the bottom of the lift. Now, the last time we did this was August 26, 2020. If you want to go back into the Beyond the Whiteboard app and check your data. Other equipment conversions, you could replace each 400 meters of running with 1,200 meters on the Echo Bike, Assault Bike, the Schwinn Airdyne, 500 meters on the Concept 2 Rower, 500 meters on the Concept 2 Ski Erg, or 1,000 meters on the Concept 2 Bike Erg. So, for Nancy, it's a challenging workout. Sets of 15 at 95 pounds become no joke very quickly, and especially depending upon whether or not you really try on the runs. There's a lot of people, or I shouldn't say a lot, there's plenty of people that can do a quote-unquote overhead Nancy, unbroken Nancy, but they just sandbag the runs so that they could do a barbell, be a barbell hero. That's not particularly impressive. The goal is to push yourself on both the running portion and the overhead squat portion so that both are challenging, yet neither one, you know, makes the other one collapse. Again, you're riding that fine line. I would say for this workout, if you're assessing your own capacity, you know, at a run pace that you're pushing yourself a bit on, you would certainly want to know that you could do the first round unbroken of overhead squats as well as the second round. And then on the third round, you're like, not sure, that barbell might hit the ground once. If you're somewhere in that area, again, whether or not to scale is ultimately your decision, but I would say you're in the right ballpark to go ahead and pursue a prescribed Nancy. We've got a video showing the overhead squat. Here's some data pulled from Beyond the Whiteboard. Men for this, 13 minutes, 35 seconds or faster. Women, 14 minutes and 30 seconds or faster. And then the more likely time, men, 16 minutes and 30 seconds. Women, 17 minutes and 30 seconds. Scaled option for today. Maybe the 400 meter runs are too much. Maybe 5 rounds is too much. And the overhead squat loading is a bit high. So we're just going to set a time. And for the scaled option, you'll just run that period of time and see what distance you can accumulate. So the scaled option is 4 rounds for time of 2 minutes of running, then 12 overhead squats at 65 pounds for the men and 45 pounds for women. And of course, there's a team version in the same manner that the prescribed version for teams was given. Limited equipment crew, no barbell, but they're going to be okay. I'm giving them two options as well, because one's got a very challenging movement with regards to flexibility in it. That would be option B. Option A is 5 rounds for time of a 400 meter run, and then you're going to do one arm dumbbell overhead walking lunges. You're going to do 5 meters with the left arm extended overhead, and then 5 meters with the right arm extended overhead. There's of course a video showing this movement if you're unfamiliar with it, but these lunges are done with 2 dumbbells. One will be in the front rack position, and then whatever arm that I mentioned, you know, the first 5 meters, that left arm is extended overhead. Then for the second 5 meters, you switch. You front rack your left hand, you punch the right dumbbell up into the sky, keep it overhead, and you lunge 5 meters with that. Very challenging movement. And then, of course, there's a team version of that. Option B, 5 rounds for time. Still the 400-meter run, but now instead of the lunging, we're going to do 8 left arm dumbbell overhead squats, and then 8 right arm dumbbell overhead squats. Now, in contrast to the first option, option A, that had the one arm overhead lunges, those were done with 2 dumbbells, one being front racked and one being held overhead. In option B, with the dumbbell overhead squats, you only use 1 dumbbell. So when you're doing the, you know, 8 left arm dumbbell overhead squats, you don't have the other one front racked. You're only using one dumbbell, and then you switch hands and do eight on the other hand. And of course, we've got a video showing the one arm dumbbell overhead lunge as well as the one arm dumbbell overhead squat. No equipment workout today. Simple but effective. 5 rounds for time of a 400 meter run and then 30 air squats. And we've got a video showing the air squats. Accessory work for the day. Your friend and mine, of course it's optional, the Bulgarian split squats, 2 to 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps per leg. And there's a video showing that movement. And then we've got some slips training. S-L-I-P-S. Each letter stands for something. The S stands for scales, both front and back. L is for L-sits. I is for inversions. P is for planks. And S is for stretching. And if you're unfamiliar with that stuff, we've got a video showing front and back scales, L-sit, all different types of inversions, plank variations. And for the stretching, you can choose your own or do what we're doing today as part of our cool-down and stretching. But you'll take 15 to 20 minutes and just practice all those various activities in the slips. And when you watch the video of the front scale and the back scale, they may seem very simplistic and easy, but I think most people will find them quite challenging. So a lot of body control and flexibility needed for that. Cool down and stretching today. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have a few stretches. The wall stretch for the leg, straddle stretch, and then the wall stretch for the shoulder. Each of those you'll hold 1 to 2 minutes, and each of those has a video. Final day of training coming up tomorrow, Saturday, May 1st, so I will see you then.